Get everything for your next project at Menards. Tackle tough jobs with Loctite Power Grab. This all-purpose construction adhesive is easy to use and bonds to a variety of materials. Plus, it's high strength, paintable, and reduces the need for clamping with zero-second instant grab. Save big money on Loctite Power Grab at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
I'm addicted to tea, but sometimes I can't be bothered to even make a cuppa. Yeah, sometimes I'm that lazy.
Yeah, I have to agree. You are lazy.
Shut up, Sol. You're the lazy one.
No, I think you got that wrong, bro. I'm the sleepy one.
Okay, anyway, as I was saying... Wake up, Sol. You are the sleepy one.
Stop shouting. You're the angry one. Wait, did you say the creepy one?
No, I said the sleepy...
Who said creepy one?
What the hell are you doing in his ear, apart from scaring the crap out of us?
Yeah, creepy one. What do you want?
You guys invited me.
We did?
Well, I didn't invite him.
Yeah, I didn't invite him either. Then, who invited...
Hi guys, and welcome back. We do have a special uninvited guest.
Well, a little birdie told me you guys were discussing chai places, so I thought I'd drop in.
Do you mean a UFO instead of a bird?
It was a bird, a big bird in the sky, and I was flying past anyway.
Well, have you heard the bird is a word?
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
So, anyway, as I was saying in the intro, when I can't be bothered to even make a brew, I'll just order one. There's plenty of chai places now. And by the way, chai just means tea. There are so many now, but one of the more popular chains is called Chaiwala. Chaiwala's humble beginnings began back in 1927 in the streets of New Delhi. Even though the chain and its concept have been around for almost a century, it's a relatively new concept here in the UK, with the first branch opening back in 2015 in Leicester.
Isn't Gary Lineker from there? The one with the big ears?
Yes, he is.
Has he got big ears?
Yeah, he has.
All right. The Walker's guy.
The Walker's guy.
Well, that's what I
remember. Wait a minute, we're talking about chai places, aren't we?
Yeah, well, why is this happening about Gary Lineker?
You mentioned Leicester.
Oh, yeah, Leicester.
Yeah, but chai places, yeah. I'm not too much of a big fan about with these chai places because coffee houses as well. I don't go to many of those.
I love my tea, so I go for that grad chai that they make and also pink tea. You like pink tea, that's your end, isn't it?
I do like pink tea, but I've still not had the authentic version yet. But then again, I've been cutting down since your addicted to tea episode.
That was a while back. When was that? It was episode...
Episode 3. It was a good episode because I took some lessons from that and I changed my routine. So,
okay. Oh, so you are waiting about half an hour before you have your tea?
Waiting half an hour.
Wicked.
Cool. And I'm not having that at night either any longer. And I seem to be sleeping better. So getting back to these chai places, Karak Chai, what is it?
Karak Chai, well, it's like desi tea. And the desi means, what's the word now? Desi.
Well, desi means for apna, like South Asian style.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, I think, yeah.
Oh, so authentic South Asian, right, okay.
Yeah, I think we covered this in Addicted to Tea. You know, like rest in tea, it's brewed in this kettle. Put a tea bag in the mug, boiling water, milk and sugar if you have it, where here you brew in a pan. And I think there's something more to it. I've read somewhere, I think they put condensed milk in there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do remember we did discuss it in episode 3. Really good episode.
Addicted to tea, yeah.
But you know what? They sell egg and paratha at jive places.
Yeah, they do like an all-day breakfast, don't they?
All-day breakfast, yeah.
Sol's there all the time.
Me, I'm not there all the time.
Well, the most recent time I went, I got their loaded chips or loaded fries, it was, I think.
The cheese.
They'll have cheese on it as well.
Cheese and chilies on it, and that was good.
No, the masala chips, they weren't too bad. I don't like cheese on my chips.
Yeah, I've not tried the masala chips. I know we're talking about chai places here, but you've got the coffee houses as well. And from the coffee houses, like I said, I don't go to them that often. But if I do, I'll end up getting a tea cake with a cup of tea. But my mum's favourite from coffee places is chai latte.
Chai latte, yeah, that's good. There's cinnamon tea. That's what my mum likes.
Cinnamon tea, yeah.
Cinnamon tea.
Have you tried the pumpkin spice tea?
I've not, but everyone at work gets that. Mm. Everyone.
No, I've not tried that either.
But people talk about it. It's good.
Bruh.
Well, isn't that seasonal?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, Halloween, October time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, when you go trick-or-treating with your pumpkin spice.
Well, considering that you just mentioned that, I do actually.
Anyway, you were saying before about authentic pink tea. What did you mean?
Well, if you go back to the original episode, which was, I believe it was Wet Your Whistle, I mentioned pink tea in that and how actually the pink tea that you get in the shops is more commercial. It's sweetened. But the original authentic pink tea is more salty.
Oh, I think, yeah, I do recall you saying that.
But now that you've mentioned that, you know what? I think I'll go to a chai place and ask them to make me an authentic one. Let's see what they do.
Can you make it yourself?
I did try and I failed miserably.
What, here or Kashmir?
Here.
Right.
So, what do you like?
I like French vanilla latte from another place, which can't be mentioned.
French vanilla
latte.
Why French, though?
Well, that's what they call it on the menu.
Is it from France?
No, it isn't.
All right.
It's a Canadian company. I don't want to mention anymore.
Well, you must lip-smacking like it.
Well, they are nice. Well, it is nice.
Anyway, speaking of tea places, you've not noticed how so many have popped up over recent years, because even going back like 10, 15 years, there was hardly any that I can recall.
Not chai places anyway. Do you know what, actually? What all these tea places remind me of now is when we used to go to Pakistan and you travelled from the airport to the village, you just have these shacks, literally shacks, where they just serve tea and biscuits because the planes would land early in the morning and people would stop off at these shacks as a...
Tea huts.
Tea huts.
Yeah.
As a service break. So and you just have the tea. So that's what these chai places remind me of. And yeah, there's so many of them now. And there's not just Chai Wala. There's one called Cha Cha Chai.
Oh, there's loads.
Oh, there's loads, yeah.
There's yeah.
Oh, but Jaiwala, maybe I'm a bit biased, but they're the best so far. From
I don't think
tried.
So.
I don't think they're the best. They're just yeah. the branding is really good. That's yeah. why. That's what I would go with.
Maybe I've not been to any. Well, I have been to one other, and it was actually called Gurukjai, I think it was.
Gurukjai.
No, that's the tea. And the Gurukjai they did was awful. It was disgusting.
There's so many. There's Gurukjai, Mai Jai, Chai Chai Chais.
Chiniwalas.
There's a few more that I can't remember. But I don't know if you've noticed. I've noticed this. Even with Jaiwala, there's like a big difference from one branch to another in terms of taste. Like the tea I've had in some Jaiwala is amazing. In some of it's absolutely rank.
I've only ever been to one. I've not been. They're supposed to be a franchise, aren't they? Mm-hmm. But I've only been to one. I've not been to different ones.
No, I've been to a few different ones, and I can tell there's a big difference in the way the tea's prepared.
But yeah, the way you've said, there's so many popping up. They're almost as many as the coffee houses. You know, like there's Costas everywhere, Nero's. There's not many Starbucks.
My theory why there's so many chai places is more towards maybe because there's a influx of South Asians. So we don't tend to go to pubs. So this is our alternative. That's what I think.
Or to coffee houses. Well, not to coffee houses, but I think a lot of Arabs go to coffee houses.
Yeah, it's like Friends. So that sort of that explosion of Starbucks yeah. and Costa, it's a place where you go and sort of chill out with your friends.
You're talking about Central Perks?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
They've got one in Primark.
That's the coffee house in the soap Friends.
I don't watch Friends. I just know about it. So I'm not into them that much. But yeah, I'm aware of. Because all they ever do is sit down in a bloody, it's like they make it into almost like a living room type, don't they? Cozy sort of environment. And then just talk, socialise, have coffee, tea, whatnot. So I think the South Asians are sort of mimicking that. They're also just bringing back a tradition from, like you said, from India, Pakistan, where they have these tea huts, but they're put into that sort of setting where it's socialised. Speaking of that, do you guys go to these sort of tea places much? Or do you know anyone that does?
Well, as I've mentioned, I don't go too much to these places, but when I do, one thing I particularly see a lot is lots of Arabs always there. And literally, they're there for hours.
What Arab like there, shisha places?
No, coffee houses. Check out Nero's and Costa's. They're always there, and they're always getting coffee as well. Like the dark black coffee, really hot. But myself, Jai Place, I've been to Jaiwala's, I've had theirs, and I went to one other which was absolutely disgusting. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of going out. I'd rather have it at home.
What about you, Saul? Do you go to many of these Jai places at all?
Funny enough, we've got Jaiwala's just down the road, 5 minutes walk. So it's more of a day out for the kids sometimes.
Are you a regular there?
I wouldn't say a regular.
Did they tell you about first name basis?
No, nothing like that. It's just that the kids like it there. It's the environment and then the atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they're having something to eat. They have like, I don't know, cheesecake, Nutella, burrata, stuff like that. And then me and the wife just tend to have a tea. That's it. That's all I can think of. But it's not a regular basis. It's more like, once in a while, once a month or something.
Yeah, like you said, Saul, you take the kids out there. They've got some really good decor in there. The furnishings are quite nice.
And the bulbs. Don't forget the bulbs. They have loads of them.
Yeah, it's a good place to socialise. Speaking of which, we had an old friend that has now moved to the USA. Come visit us.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about friend Julie, yes?
Yeah. So Julie came back to visit us in the UK after 5 years, and we took her to Jaiwala's and she absolutely loved it. That's partially what inspired this episode.
No, I remember. She did love it. I think Don't we have a, is it a clip, a recording or something like that?
Yeah, probably somewhere. I can't be bothered to look for it right now.
Come on, bro. Stop being lazy. Find it for our listeners and for Julie.
Oh, okay. But I warn you, the recording is a bit distorted because we were out and about and we didn't have all our equipment with us.
That's fine. I've heard it before. It's not that bad.
Okay then. In that case, let's run the clip.
Dim and salt. Or salt and dim. Thank you for bringing me to Chaiwali. I'm visiting from New York. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Meeting in the shop. It's so authentic. The decor is just perfect. And it's got lots of character in here. Just a mixture of everything. Asian cuisine and just so much appetite to have. English breakfast, dizzy breakfast, panini, just exclusive desserts. I am like so excited. If I had long enough to stay, I would have tried everything in this shop. But yeah, you couldn't have chosen a nicer place actually.
Do you not have anything like this in the States? Anything similar?
Yeah, but the Asian authenticity is just so nice to see.
Yeah.
Because it's just not exactly like this. That's why I'm taking pictures.
I think you'll do well there.
Yeah. Take some ideas and then take it abroad. And like they say, over the pond, try out.
Okay, yeah, definitely. It's just such a nice... environment, you know.
So this is a franchise. There's a few of them around, dotted around the country. The franchise are quite similar, but what did you think of the food? I know you like the decor, but what do you think of the food so far from what you've had?
Well, I had my favourite samosa, vegetable samosa, and that was delicious. I might just have another one. And we've also had some lemon and chilli fries with a sprinkle of cheese on them. Yeah, sorry, I've just been corrected. Chips.
Yeah,
I'm back in Manchester, so it's luminous. Chips. Okay. Yeah. And on some fantastic newspaper, and actually, I would never have picked paper up and read the article, but I actually did what the chips were on. So that was even better. I was educated while I was in here, and the pictures are amazing. All right, well, thanks.
That's everything.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Okay. And I'll definitely meet you back here again.
Take care.
Yeah, take care. See you later.
Bye.
Wow, that brings back memories.
It sure does, Sol.
Wait just a minute. Why wasn't I invited?
Because you're always disappearing off the face of the earth.
Yeah, Niz, you're never invited. You just gatecrash every party.
Talk about parties. Do you think they deliver?
Yeah, they do deliver. I believe they're on Uber Eats, but they might be on other platforms as well.
Ah, that's good to know.
What are you talking about, Jaiwala's here?
Jaiwala, yeah.
They're a franchise, though, aren't they?
They are a franchise, but I'm quite surprised how you said the tea tastes different at different places.
Yeah, you would think they all have like the same recipe, and do you like McDonald's? It's literally the same, unless it's another country.
What? More like Domino's.
Yeah.
Domino's, wherever you go, their pizzas, well, they've always been the same to me.
Are they the same abroad?
Oh, I haven't been abroad.
You've never been abroad?
No, just out of space.
Oh, God. Right. Anyway, so looks like they do deliver.
That's good to know.
Thinking of the teas as well, I remember a story that my dad told me once as well. In our village, there used to be this one guy's house, and basically... everyone would gather at his house every night and he'd just make tea and biscuits for whoever turned up. Basically, he'd have a massive deg, which is like a large pan, and he just makes a brew in that. Loose tea leaves, milk, on oven, tandoori oven. So it's not like a cooker or anything. It's a wood fire, and he's just there making fresh tea constantly, and people just coming and going. So like we said, these tea places, they're for socializing.
So that was a business, yeah? He was doing it for business, not just goodness out of his heart.
No, it was goodness out of his heart.
Or was it? Just for nothing? Just
for nothing. People would gather at his house. He wasn't married. It was two brothers and a sister living in the house. And basically, every night, people would just gather at his house. He'd have tea, biscuits, other food out, and then people would just mingle, talk, leave, and then same again the next night.
See how kind he is. He never made me tea.
No, but that's because you won't drink pink tea.
I will. I don't know. I'm not a salted one. I'm not sure.
Exactly.
Sol, have you tried a salted tea? Pink tea is on about.
No. I wouldn't even try it.
Why? Racist.
Salty tea, bro.
Well, have you tried a chai latte? The one from Costa?
I can't recall. No, I don't think I have, to be honest with you.
Well, I've tried it. It's a bit too sweet for me, but the cinnamon really gives it its flavour.
I've had the cinnamon tea from Jai Wallers, and that's all right. You can taste the cinnamon in there. Oh, and I've had the saffron one. Saffron tea, I don't know if you tried it.
I've not had the saffron one.
Yeah. I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of the Jai Wallers, and it's... It's only a hint of it, but you get a taste of it because it's quite potent.
I'll definitely give that one a try. I don't know, I actually heard of that. That's the first time I've heard of it. Well, mentioning saffron, do you remember Dudpati?
What's Dudpati?
I know what Dudpati is. Never had Dudpati.
I know what Dud is. Dud is
I'm asking
milk.
You guys.
I know what Dud is, milk.
And Pati is loose tea leaves.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it's just milky tea.
Right, instead of water. So you don't put no water in.
Don't put no water in. It is so nice.
So it's just like kids' desi tea then, isn't it?
With desi tea, you do put a bit of water in there, don't you?
No, there's not any.
No. In the desi. Well, actually, well, you're from India, aren't you?
Yeah. So we don't put any water at all. Ours is just
none at all.
Full milk.
Oh, so that is Dudpati.
That's what Dudpati is. That's what we call Dudpati.
Oh, okay.
But the tea in our area, you put the tea leaves, loose tea leaves, in water first, let that come to a boil, then you put the milk in, then that comes to a boil, then you let it simmer. So after it's boiled with the milk, you then let it simmer for a little while longer. But the Dudpati, yeah, that is, my kids are hooked on it at the moment. But,
are they? You're into tea already?
Yeah.
Addicted to tea. Didn't shortly hear my episode then.
Considering your episode, I mean, I've cut back, but then again, I guess I'm giving them my portions.
How many times a day?
Only once a day in the morning, breakfast.
Is that all they do? Yeah,
that's all they do. Breakfast.
Right. I used to be five, but now I'm like three times. I've cut down. And you're not a bit much of a tea drinker, are you, Sol?
Now and then, I'm starting to get into coffee now more than drinking tea. Stop drinking green tea. Because I think I don't like the taste of it anymore.
So, better for you though, green tea, innit?
Yeah, it is. But I just drink coffee with, only once obviously, coffee with honey.
Honey, nice, yes. Oh, and talking about the Addicted to Tea episode, you linked that off to a What the Milk episode. And you're talking about almond milk in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mentioned it before, I've swapped my nighttime tea with almond milk, and in the almond milk, I put in half a teaspoon of Manuka honey.
Yep, good. That's the exact same thing I put in.
I think tea is really a socializing drink rather than coffee. Coffee is more of a, I need to kick up the backside, I need to wake up.
So you got your kids addicted to tea then? Even after that episode, shame on you.
I need to control them somehow.
So, well, once a day is not too bad. I think I was, as a kid, I started drinking tea when I was like five. So no wonder I'm addicted to tea. What about the kids or yourself?
Like I said, I've weaned myself off of the evening one. The other two I still have, once in the morning with the breakfast and once at lunchtime.
Everyone has something in the morning. So Sol, you have coffee in the morning then?
Yeah, coffee with oats, milk. And
goat's milk,
oats milk.
Oh, for Oscar. Okay.
Oats milk.
Have you tried goat's
milk? Remember, Sol's lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but they're milk substitutes, aren't they? Goat's milk is not. Is it? It's a different type of milk.
It's a different type of milk.
Oats milk.
Oh, sorry, oats milk.
I don't talking about milk, I don't like almond milk because it's too watery. Oats milk is more like actual thick, like a milky texture. So I don't know if you want to try it out.
Camel milk is quite rare to get, but it's supposed to be really good for you.
I have tried it, and yeah, it's supposed to be really, really good for you, but it's expensive.
I haven't tried it.
Like five or six, it was like a tiny little tub, and must have got like a half a glass out of it. And it didn't taste all that, but I drank like medicine.
No, I did like it. I liked it. Well, mentioning the teas, you talked about green tea a little bit before. I went to a herbalist a while back, and I was talking to them about sugar levels, and he mentioned having chamomile tea with your dinner, and somehow that suppresses the sugar.
No, that's good to know.
It forces it on a slow release instead.
Okay.
So I've been telling people, other people, to try that because, again, it's a herbal drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to relax you, isn't it? Chamomile.
Chamomile, and it's relaxing as well. So having it in the evening just before you're going to sleep, yeah.
Speaking of relaxing, we're all out of tea now. Time to hit one of these tea huts for a top up.
Can I come?
No. No. Dims, no.
Well, I'm not sure, Niz. He is quite far.
It's okay, I've got time.
Niz, you might get tired.
Oh, no. It's okay. I never get tired.
Okay. You can come with us.
Yes.
Right. We're off to go and grab some jai now. We'll see you next week. But for now, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.